speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
Some say, well, where does the Bible condemn gambling? Where does the Bible say, thou shalt not gamble? And they'll say, you cannot find the word gamble in the Bible. And that's true. But neither can you find explicit words of cocaine or heroin or rape. But participation in those things is certainly condemned. And time permitting, would like to notice this afternoon at least 10, possibly time permits, some other places where the Bible provides a condemnation of this grave, grievous evil. Number one, gambling is wrong because it takes and does not give. The gambling operator is not a giver, he's a taker. He knows there's little likelihood that he will have to do much giving to his gambling clientele. He does not throw the dice, and why should he? The mathematical chances of his losing in the process are nearly none. Dr. E.E. Blanche authored a book entitled The Mathematics of Gambling, and in that he said, quote, in the long run, nobody can win but the men who own the game. By that he meant the gambling house or the operators of the gambling operation. Continue his quote, the mathematical laws of chance guarantee the operator from 1.5% to 90% of all the money that's wagered. And one can rest assured that the take is far closer to 90% than the 1.5%. So we say gambling is wrong because it takes and does not give. Number two, gambling is wrong because it violates the golden rule. The golden rule says, that's Matthew 7, verse 12, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Gamblers are not golden rule practitioners by any stretch of the imagination. Number three, gambling is wrong because it's based on the iron rule and not the golden rule philosophy, just as we've mentioned. The iron rule says that might makes right. Get all that you can from others by hook, crook, or by whatever means that's available. And number four, gambling is wrong because it goes squarely against the first of all commandments. That is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew 22, verse 37 and 38. Gambling and God are incompatible. They do not mingle, they do not mix. There's no way a person can be a devotee of gambling and a devotee to the deity of Christ and the deity of God at the same time. Both are masters of men, and man cannot serve two masters, Christ said in Matthew 6, verse 24. Number five, gambling is wrong because it violates the second of the greatest commandments, that is, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, Matthew 22, verse 39. One is not loving neighbor himself when he's feverishly engaged in trying to win his neighbor's whole paycheck, or maybe the neighbor's house that he's mortgaged, or his car, or all he has in his savings. His love is centered in self and total. Number six, gambling is wrong because it violates the new commandment of Christ, which says that we should love one another as he loved us, John 13, 34 and 35. No gambler can do this. No gambler ever loves his neighbor as he loves the Lord. And number seven, gambling is wrong because of the three motivations that keep it going. A covetous, greedy desire for gain at another's expense. It's evil excitement and its combativeness to be a willing winner with all others as reluctant losers. And such a greedy, covetous, selfish disposition is the very opposite of what the Apostle Paul directed to the Roman Christians when he wrote Romans 12, verse 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. And number eight, gambling is wrong because it goes against the work ethic that we earn our bread by the sweat of our brow, Genesis 3, verse 19. No longer are we to steal, which is what gambling is, robbery by consent or robbery by permission, But we're to work with our hands that which is good, we're told in Ephesians 4, verse 28. And he told the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. But within the quietness of our own work, we're to eat our own bread, 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 12. But gambling quenches the desire for honorable work, and gambling is wrong because it goes against the work ethic. Number 9, gambling is wrong because it enslaves. It gets into a man's blood, and like the alcoholic, where no day is a day without liquor, the compulsive, addictive gambler lives a tortured life, where no day is a day without either gambling or wishing he were so engaged. I knew a man when I lived in the state of Florida who was so addicted to the dog tracks that he wound up mortgaging his house to come up with more funds to be able to gamble, and before it was over, the man was homeless and a pauper. Gambling is very addictive. Why do you see billboards when you're on vacation in Florida warning about gambling being addictive and giving you the 1-800 number to call if you're suffering from this addiction? Well, number 10, gambling is wrong because it violates the biblical concept of stewardship. And we're told in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful, and he's to be found honest, Luke 16, 1 and following. Whatever we have has been bequeathed to us for a short span of time by a loving, gracious God, and we're not to waste, not to squander it. The gambler bats out on both scores. He's wasteful. He squanders what he does have. And many a man has lost all due to a deck of cards, or a pair of dice, or the way the horses run, or the way the dogs run, or the lottery ticket that he bought. And number 11, gambling is wrong because it sets an evil example before others. We are to be examples of that which is good, according to 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in manner of life, that is, by speech, by conduct, and faith, in all of these areas. Be an example of the believers. Number 12, gambling is wrong because it breeds dishonesty, it breeds deceit, it breeds immorality. It leads to lying. It leads to petty theft or armed robbery to pay for the gambling addiction. And staggering gambling debts to the gambler, Lord, who know no mercy when pay-up time arrives. It leads to immorality as women pay off their debts by granting sexual favors to their gambling creditors. And then last today, gambling is wrong because in a world our Lord never entered, we can't imagine God being a gambler while he was here as Savior in the flesh. We can't imagine the Savior shooting craps or throwing dice. And so there are just so many evils about gambling and the prohibition still in existence about gambling, which is not just a political issue, but definitely a moral issue. And we need to live clean, moral lives. We need to surrender to the Savior. We need to have a faith in God, which comes by hearing His Word, Romans 10, verse 17, that leads us to accept that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that would move us to repent of our sins, confess that He is the Christ, the Son of God, to go down into the water of baptism, to be buried with Christ, to receive the cleansing blood, that our sins might be washed away, then faithfully to live for the Lord all the days of our life. If you've done that, friend, but have drifted back into the world, you need to come home. God's second law of pardon is that we confess our sins, and He's faithful and just to forgive our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.